Time for the business news. Here's Jill Steadman.
Thanks, Mary. Take-up of office space in Dublin dropped to a three-year low between January and March. That's according to new data from BNP Paribas Real Estate Ireland. It reveals that strong supply and weak demand caused the vacancy rate to jump to 14.5%. We're joined now in studio by John McCartney, Research Director at BNP Paribas Real Estate. You're very welcome.
Morning, Jill.
The report outlines three main reasons for the weak demand for office space. Will you talk us through those?
Yeah, so just to sort of contextualise the depth of the plunge in demand, we had about 16,300 square metres taken in the first quarter of the year. Over a 10-year period, the average for Q1 has been about 60,000 square metres. So last year was a weak year and we're down 38% year on year against that base. And to the reasons, I think there are three. I think the first thing is there has been a slowdown in the global economy, as we would expect with rising interest rates. And obviously the demand for business space is correlated with economic activity. Secondly, there has been a sector specific shock to the tech industry. So there was a global tech shock at the end of 2022. And since then, tech firms have really been focusing on cost reduction, and that really hasn't created conditions for them to be extending their office footprints anywhere, let alone Dublin. And then the third thing, of course, is remote working.
Okay, and is the current situation then giving tenants more choice and leverage when it comes to their rent negotiations?
Yeah, absolutely. So simultaneous with the weak demand, we have had a surge in supply. So we had about 84,000 square metres of new space delivered in Dublin over the first 3 months of the year. And just to give you the perspective on that, the total stock of office space in Dublin is about 4.3 million square metres. So this is quite a lot, and there's more coming. So the coincidence really of weak demand and strong supply has led to the vacancy rate rising sharply. And of course, that does create competition for existing landlords. If you've got new buildings coming on stream that are available, tenants have choice, as you say, and they will use that leverage to try and negotiate down rents, and that's what's happening.
Okay, the report states that there has been a geographical shift in activity. What location is most popular for businesses?
Yeah, well, traditionally, Jill, the city centre has been the most popular location. And that is particularly the case in a weak market, because what tends to happen is as rents come under pressure in the city centre, what was previously unaffordable but quite desirable space becomes affordable to more occupiers, and they flock into the city centre. Interestingly, we're not seeing that in the current market. The suburban share of take-up has risen quite strongly. And that may well be because companies are reconfiguring their footprint to try and locate themselves close to where people live. And particularly given that we're nearly at full employment, I think they're trying to locate close to where housing is less expensive. And that has been particularly the west and north suburbs.
Okay, and very briefly, are vacancy rates likely to keep rising into the future?
I think so, Jill. Yeah, we have about 300,000 square metres of new office space currently under construction, scheduled for delivery before the end of 2025. It mightn't all make it by December 2025, but there's a lot of space coming, and I think it's unlikely we can absorb all that.
Okay, John McCartney, Research Director at BNP Paribas Real Estate. Thanks for joining us.